Blog Talk Radio.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change. Friends want to put me down, ask for my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game, just wait and see. Don't tread on me. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know America, don't you just love that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
All right.
I'll keep the
Holler Show, folks, and I'm co-hosting with Bill. This is Linda in Oceanside. Bill's in Indiana. How are you doing today, sir?
Oh, we're doing pretty good here. Pretty nice day outside, nice, not too hot, not too cool.
Yeah, perfect.
Everything's
Yay.
Green.
How many folks you got in your crew?
Well, there's me, Chad, and Joe tonight.
All right.
I don't know who will show up here in the next few minutes. It's been one of those days where
yes,
this thing's happening, you know, but as I said to Yo, if the devil ain't fighting me, that's when I'm worried.
Yeah. Yep. I know. So, I don't know what happened today. We haven't heard from Ron, so I have no idea what's going on, you know, other than he was ill and then maybe something lapsed or something happened. And I, you know, because he had mentioned some different financial strategies he was doing, so maybe that particular account got canceled during the interim. I don't know. So that's where we're at today.
Well, we'll get it all figured out and sorted out. But there's still a lot going on besides our technical problems and whatever. Still a lot going on. I guess most people out there have already heard about how businesses that thought they was going to be able to get out of paying for health care and subsidy to someone to buy health care are now finding out, well, no, you've got to do it or we're going to fine you $36,000 per individual per year. The IRS came up with that one. And then you've got states who are being told that they're going to have to pick up the Medicaid and all that cost and stuff. again, we're seeing that the whole promise that it was going to be cheaper was nothing but a lie. We're finally today, someone's going to talk to the Mexican government about the Marine they have down there. And folks, mm-hmm. there was really a very simple way of doing that. All you would have had to told Mexico was, you don't release him, we block remittances.
It's pretty crazy, I know.
You know, let's be honest, the only reason they're still hanging on to the guy to begin with was because they're hoping to get some money out of it.
Oh, yeah. But don't our money go there a lot too much?
Well, it's not just our money goes there. We hear a lot of people that talk about all these gun deaths, so people that's on some kind of psychotropic drugs, and they end up killing somebody. They never mention that part of it. That's the only thing that's been in common with every one of these killers, is they've all been on some kind of psychotropic drugs.
Well, are you talking about the Santa Barbara clown?
I'm talking about all of them.
Well, from what I understand with this little Schmendrick, they lost that boy a long time ago. That thing was 22 years old. They lost him before he was 8 because they didn't beat the hell out of him. This crap about not spanking the children is crap. And this ADHD nonsense is bull.
They raised him on violent video games.
Yeah, wonderful.
I don't know no other way to put this but just bluntly and straightforward. What I'm understanding is he couldn't get laid, so he killed people.
Yeah, well, that's not the only – the guy's completely nuts. Look, that's sociopathic, Bill. That's nuts. Look, you spare the rod, you spoil the child, and then he goes out and they buy the kid's love with all the BMWs. That child never had a job in its life. I will bet you. I would bet you. I've got another Patriot family, and I think it's Lonnie. It must be. So I don't know. I can't tell. Somebody came in the back door. It must be him.
You know, Linda – the whole time we see these kinds of incidents and the media plays this so big, how come the media doesn't play up the over 120, probably closer to 200,000 Americans that have died since 9/11 at the hands of an illegal alien on our soil? Where is the media on this?
That's okay.
No, that doesn't fit the narrative. No, this is about banning guns. And this is about, this is playing right into their hands, just like after the fake Sandy Hook deal and the Fast and Furious didn't work, you know, as fast as Barry and good old Derelict wanted it to happen. Oh, I know.
They're in again. You say it's about guns. On the same token, while they're trying to take ours away through Fast and Furious, our government was arming illegals.
Yep.
Well, they weren't just doing that. They were arming through Turkey, Syrian government with that's why Benghazi happened, and that's why everybody was ordered to stand down, because that made everything go away for these clowns. So,
well,
you know, we know what this is.
Yeah, that all blew up in their faces because they didn't count on the 2 Navy SEALs showing up and putting up such a fight. That Stevens was supposed to be kidnapped and traded for the blind sheik.
That's part of it, but I think one of the things was, I think that the real reason was because they were afraid all those guys, all him and a couple others that got taken out together, were going to come back and whistleblow on these people. That they couldn't have that coming out to the public. So anytime that something's going to come out to hurt this bastard, they will find ways to fix it, just like they did with Extortion 17. They just took out a whole 35 people with in a Chinook helicopter so that they wouldn't tell about the Bin Laden raid, which was a big phony bunch of BS on its face. Lies, lies, lies. That SOB was dead in 2007, and these people were lying to your face. Nobody wants to talk about that.
We know that there were people in Benghazi, Libya, when all this stuff went down. They've been moved around, names changed, and hidden from the public and the Congress. Now, why would you be doing all that? Because you're caught in a scandal you can't get out of. And as we see more and more coming out every day about many of these and the overreaches they're trying, we warned, several of us had warned before, that if they see defeat coming, they're going to rush everything they can through as fast as they can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're seeing certain states jumping up and they'll promote something and the rest of the states will be going, what in the hell are you doing? You know, there's no common sense or logic.
And
I do believe, though, the left is trying hard to spin this VA story to blame the PATH, whatever. If you came in and you knew it was screwed up when you came in and you did nothing about it, you are just as guilty as the prior ones, because two wrongs don't make a right. Never.
And this is the first people what should be taken care of. That's people who fought for your rights, for your country.
For your country. Right.
For your freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
For our freedom. I mean, we got Brother Terry with us now. As I said, this our show, it members pick up around here. We've seen so many lies. They don't think anything about standing up there in front of TV or anything and looking you in the face and lying straight to you.
Even if the day before they said, you know what I'm saying, they said what they're supposed to say, and then the next day, I didn't say that. But you can rewind. You can see I'm standing up there saying exactly, oh, you took me out of context. Ouch.
You must be talking about Mr. Liar Harry Reid.
Yes.
Harry Reid couldn't tell the truth. He wouldn't tell the truth.
We can rewind that. Aaron, I mean, right now we can rewind that.
You could give him a map, a flashlight, and three tour guides to the truth, and he still couldn't find it.
And where was it floating?
Pelosi. It's beautiful. I don't know where the hell she comes up with her ideology. That's theology.
Self-centered.
But,
yeah, Jesus.
The movie Idiocracy must have been patterned after her and her brain waves, because she makes totally no sense whatsoever when she opens her mouth.
That's just because she's had that Common Core education. That Common Core education, every time, makes you stupid.
Yeah.
She was probably one of the people involved in the founding of it. The folks that got so much happening in our country. And you're seeing the big push by the other side. One side of the aisle claims, well, the other side just has an awful thing saying this and that. But they don't tell you how many times that Harry Reid blocked anything from coming on the floor for a vote. He's even blocked the Democrats. I think it was 646 times they filed amendments, and he only let 7 come to the floor for a vote. That's the kind of guy you got. You want to talk about an obstructionist, Harry Reid is the biggest.
Amen.
Then we see every day, I'm seeing on different pages here and there where Democrats are coming out and attacking, conservative donors. But what you will never hear come out of the Democrats' mouth is that they get more money from political donations than the conservatives do. Their donors, all 58 of the top 59 donors, political campaigns and stuff, 49 of them or 50 are Democrats.
Right.
Supported. And, you know, I think we should take a day and we should be going out there and putting out the names of all the big Dim donors and fighting everything they stand for, just like they fight the Koch brothers and anybody else.
You know, Bill, I think there's a site that you can go to, and I can't remember. Oh, I think it's affiliated with the iCaucus, but I'll find out, and I'll try to get it, and maybe if I send it to you, that way you'll have your list, because they had about 2 or 3 years ago, they used to put it out on the conservative sites in the emails and from the tea parties. And they would tell us, you know, they would break it down with numbers and how much went to the Dems and how much went to the Republicans. And it was all the same donors, and they're funding both sides. In other words, it's like the central banks, you know, they they fund both sides of the war, whether it's Stalin or, you know, Hitler. It doesn't matter. You know, everybody's in this game. It's disgusting. It is absolutely a fallen world.
Yeah, I have no other way to look at it, but it's just gone to, I don't care.
In a handbasket.
But the countries went to hell and going and just keep slipping further. And the ones that are pushing that somehow think they're going to escape.
And they think it's getting better. It's not getting any better.
Well,
so,
oh, my God.
But
well, they lie.
But we have seen the biggest manipulation of numbers in the history of any administration.
Sure.
Obama and them keep changing the way they do their figures. The problem is these people can't do math. They don't understand negatives.
They don't know how to do truth.
They can borrow from a negative and come out with a positive.
They know how to lie, Bill. They will hide. They will cajole. They will revise, omit, erase.
Come on. They're just allowed to lie. That's the problem, because they can lie and they think nothing can be touched. They can't be – no charges can be brought up on.
Right. Well, yeah, because look what's not happening to any of these people. Nothing's happening to them.
Go ahead.
And nothing will happen to them. Is there anything yet that's going to happen? Do you think? Do you see anything? No. These people. I mean, you got a schmuck in the White House who was planted there. He's doing their bidding, and he was actually standing at some fundraiser or whatever it was. It was a private event with somebody on the mucky mucks in the elitist class who was offering him food, and he looked right at her and she told this on some TV studio or something, or one of the radio stations, somebody got it leaked out to the big monkey mucks, and he said, I can't have any of that food. I don't have my food taster here. That was your president. That was about a year ago.
But,
so
yeah,
what do you think of that?
Both sides of the aisle, and it follows downhill, just like the pile of crap it is.
A man,
oh, it's awful.
As a friend of ours said, the Indonesian dog eater, I don't know why he'd have a problem with any kind of food. But the thing is, you know,
because
there
he knows
you go.
That he knows how hated he is. He knows they're going to poison him. He's look, when you have a Caesar and you have guards around you, and then somebody gets to you and you have to say, et tu, Brute, hello, this is dictatorship. And he knows damn well what he is, that he's an evil schmuck and everyone hates his guts. Do you think
he's
going to?
He's a puppet like many of the others. And
oh, I know, but you know what? He's
goals,
still dangerous.
If they were to achieve the goals of their masters, then they would no longer serve a purpose and would no longer be useful, and they'd be done away with.
They're eliminated.
Well,
they don't have the intelligence it takes to know that.
No, they don't understand what the phrase of Vladimir Lenin talking about useful idiots, because they don't. You know, they only read NPR and PMS LSD and the rest of it, so they don't know anything for real. They've been brainwashed since birth.
They're all pawns of the global elite.
Absolutely. Got you there. I was reading that today.
The illegals, we fight against all that. The truth is, they are nothing but pawns by the global elite. They are being used as pawns. The same thing as the Muslims and anybody else. Destroying and tearing down governments and economies and stuff until you can create those that you see that then it's the global elite and their servant. There is no middle class. You're either part of the elite or you're their servant.
Yeah,
and that's where we're headed.
Oh, honey, we've been. I think we've been there a long time.
Get rid of.
Yeah, look, they've had us by the short hairs on the financial thing for ages. And it
Well, I agree with you on that. They've been manipulating. They've been both sides of the aisle, though.
Yep.
They are stuffing their pockets through insider
investing
and trading and whatever. You know, they're stuffing.
They share our wealth.
Exactly. It's corporate fascism.
They don't want you to look in their pocket.
Here's what I got to say. If it comes down to you want to share someone's wealth, well, I think that we could take 50% from every one of our elected of what they got. their vehicles, whatever. Kyle and Callie and all us give an estimate, take 50% of their wealth away from them. And let's just see how they like that for about a year.
Oh, no, they wouldn't like that.
No.
They wouldn't like it for a week. I bet they wouldn't even like it for a day.
Yep, absolutely. Gotcha.
They're going to be idiots.
They're doing it on purpose, and it's very sad. Look, you've got the Agenda 21 crowd. You've got the Hollywood crowd. I think I hope I sent that to you, Bill, where there was a what's his face? The guy that uncovered Planned Parenthood schemes. You know who I'm talking about. The young kid.
Yeah.
And then he went into Hollywood and he was lying to these people, saying that he had a sheikh or something with Arab Emirates oil money, and they wanted to help fund this movie on the anti-fracking thing. Oh, that was I put it on Facebook. I was so ticked off because I actually put it inside of the Facebook comment section of one of these climate change BSers talking about us being deniers. I just let him have the whole damn video. I was so pissed off.
I believe you're talking about Mr. O'Keefe.
Yes. And the Hollywood.
I got to say, this young guy has done more investigative stuff and reporting and went in and got the scoop on more lowlifes than anybody I've ever seen.
Good. I love him. The guy's great.
Amazing.
Yeah, I got to see him speak in person in San Diego. He was amazing. We had this huge convention, and I think it lasted half a day, and it was awesome. We had so many great speakers, and it was amazing down here in San Diego. We're very fortunate because I do live in a pretty big city down here, and these people flock here. We've got conservatives. I go to every conservative thing I can get my hands on, Bill, and I have done for the past 5 years, 6 years, and you know how I do. I can't say no to a good anti-Common Core meeting or anything else. So I'm there. I just go. I learn. I take notes. I do.
And you're seeing more people wake up across the country to those very same things you're talking about. And it's because of people like you that go out there and put your voice in the
you bet.
Conversation. If we don't stand up, I mean, who expect is going to stand up? It's up to us.
You know, it's funny because it's funny how God works, because I was just doing my shopping and this lady who is I think she's from the Filipino community here in Oceanside, we have all this stuff. We've got, we've got the Samoans, we got a few blacks, we've got a lot of Hispanics, we've got these guys, we've got, all these ethnic groups, we've got all these Marines from the base. I mean, we just got a whole bunch of cool people. And so she says she wanted us to come to the little celebration down at the Civic Center close to the library, and they're going to have some dancing and all these great things for this culture. And she was talking about Mayor Wood. So I says, well, did you know that June 3rd we got to vote for Mayor Wood for supervisor? And she didn't know anything about it. And she loves the guy. And I said, well, here's the deal. And she says, well, who's going to be the mayor? I says, he'll be the mayor until he's sworn into the other office, and then the council will appoint the new one. That's why we got to get rid of Feller, Kern, and Feline, so that we can fix the council to get us a decent mayor. And so she says, oh, okay. She was, like, completely clueless. But believe me, when the opportunity is presented and the door is open, this girl's jumping through it. That's where I'm at.
Right. Mr. Rod is right. We posted in the chat room. Our children have been dumbed down. They're not as we were. If you don't believe that, folks, just shut off all the power and see if your kid can do math.
And the other thing, Rod and Bill, on that score is it's not just one generation. It's at least two, I'm betting.
That was the Hitler ideology and the Lenin ideology.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Corrupt the youth, and then all you've got to worry about is the older generation getting them out of the way.
And hell, you can shoot them. And that's what you don't think Stalin thought the same way? Oh, please. Absolutely. And by the time he didn't even have to worry about it, though, because, he had his reign of terror after he shot the kulaks and starved half of them to death. you know, or 9/10 of them to death. Yeah, he was like kind of like Mao Zedong, you know, just get the bullets out and shoot them. And he had three secret police, just like Hitler, on the other end of the spectrum. And one were called Cheka, and that was Russian for secret police. That was just one of the entities he had. And he armed them very well, and when people got in his way, they got it in the back of the head every single day. Isn't that special? This is what we have to look forward to if we don't get rid of these SOBs. Telling you, it's not fun. Yeah, go read that book I read. You guys, I'm telling you, you'll be crying in the middle of the book.
You know, I don't know what it takes, but I thought the VA scandal, we were starting to see it. You were starting to see a united front form against the powers. You know, they were all seeing
right.
it. And you were seeing people come together for the veterans. You know, screwing with our veterans doesn't go over well in this nation.
No.
I know.
Especially when they're not getting the help they need in the dying.
But yeah,
well, here, look.
But the Guantanamo Bay, you know, our
exactly.
enemies that we've got.
Exactly.
After, they get excellent healthcare.
Right. Well, look, there's two fronts to this, Bill, I think. This is what happens when you have a 30-second soundbite mentality of the populace, because they're going to forget about this in about 5 days, and this is not good, unless the media does their job and unless Trey Gowdy and the rest of them do their jobs, and people stay on it, and people like you and me stay on it, and somebody, you know, write letters, call your congressman, send something to your local guy. If I want to do something to ISA, I can do it. I mean, just every single day, just hammer these people, because they're going to forget, and they're going to let this stuff slide, and it never should slide. This is evil. And the other point is, everybody should be out here. All of us patriots should be saying, on every blog you get your chance, or on every phone call you make, you say, look, you think this is bad with the VA? This is a nice crystal ball into your future under Obamacare. That's your death panel, because look what they've done on this scale with those kids. And you don't think the 310 million Americans under this evil scheme in 2015 is going to be any less than this mess? Oh, it's going to be 1,000 times worse, honey. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, I believe it. It's mm-hmm. only going to keep getting worse, and it's going to continue to pick up in pace.
You know what they
you
say?
Know,
halfway through the second term, he has show his ugly face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, he showed it. To me, he showed it in 28. There was no problem there. That's because I read his.
It can get worse.
I believe Chad was talking about a scriptural reference that halfway through the second term of his power, of his reign, the Antichrist will reveal who he is.
Like I said, this one has already done it long time ago. I mean, Obama, he's like one tentacle.
He's one of the top minions.
Yeah, my cousin calls him the Antichrist. I don't think he's quite up high on that rank. I think he's kind of like the dirt on the shoes of Satan. But he's being used.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, God ain't going to take too much more of this moral, nasty stuff going on.
Well, you know what I think is going
to
happen?
Yeah,
here's what I think Rod has a pretty good insight here. The thing is, what I think is going to happen is when that financial collapse hits and the S hits the fan and all these minions and morons and drones wake up, and we have civil unrest and civil war in the streets, this whole thing's going to come crashing down. We will be forced into a revolution, whether we want one or not. I'm telling you, boys, that's what's coming.
Well,
and then
I have to agree with you there. I see that kind of a crisis coming, but
yeah.
I don't think all these people that are pushing for it know what they're asking for. I don't think they're
going to
like
one.
It when they get it.
I know. I don't like
don't
it either.
I want to sit down with my fellow Americans and talk things through and come to find where we do agree on things instead of having someone always sit in the middle trying to drive a wedge in between us.
Right. Here, I know. Here's the problem. Let's go back in time a little bit. Let's go back to when they first started this stuff. You had, I think, 1/10 or 1/15 of the population who were the Liberty Tree Patriots, like George Washington and Patrick Henry and all the rest of them, okay, and the Sons of Liberty, they called them. And then you had the Crown making havoc, and then you had the rest of the population who were just about as dumb. If you interviewed them on the streets, they'd be just as dumb, because that's kind of how they got their heads in the sand, and they don't vote, they don't care, and they don't think about it. You know, that look, nothing's changed except for the method we talk to each other, right? Okay. You know, they had the Pony Express back then and people on horseback, and they wrote with quilled ink, you know, pens. You had all these people, and they had had enough, and then you had... Think of it this way. King George and the Crown in England, okay, running things just the way Washington, D.C. does now, imposing horrible evils upon us, okay? And the guys said, we've had enough. So let's say that we've got all the Tea Party guys and people like you and me and people who get it, okay, and there's a small percentage of us. The rest of the drones are out there watching LeBron James and not thinking about anything but their next beer. So that's the same as it was in 1776. Well, now, if you're going to take these SOBs down, apparently the laws are not going to help us. The will of the people is not going to help us. The Constitution doesn't seem to be helping us. We've got evil people running stuff like an oligarchy. There will be an internal revolution. The only way to get rid of these bastards, from what I see and from what they're doing to us, is to take them out physically. And that's where... In other words, our boys went after the Crown physically, and we're going to have to go physically after our Crown, because that's exactly how they act, like imperialists.
But we can't unless we unite. There's too many of them trying to divide, not unite. They're not getting the true message out there. The media is telling them a false-faced lie, or not even telling them anything. So they don't have no clue. It's not really affecting them right now. And then when we tell them something, what's going on? Now, I always give them the facts to go, hey, look it up yourself. I mean, just do it.
I know.
And
yeah, I know. You know, sometimes it's exactly what I go through, and I know Bill goes through it, and you go through it. It's like taking a cat of nine tails and trying to beat a dead horse back to life, or dig up a dead dog and make it. You know, I mean, that's what we're up against, because – there are people who will not drink the water. They will not do it. They just won't educate them. They don't care. They're stupid. I mean, you can't fix stupid, baby. You got to go move on.
Amen.
And I know it's...
You can show some people things in black and white, signatures and everything on the paper, but still, that's all that person has to do is say, well, that's not true. And they don't check into it. Nope. They believe the person. And then when it all does fall apart and all heck breaks loose, boy, they're going to be kicking themselves in the butt then.
Yeah.
They'll somehow blame you.
I think that you guys, that when that scenario hits, we're looking at natural selection, and you and me and people who have prepared and get it are going to survive. I pray that we do. The people who are not prepared is going to be like the grasshopper and the ant story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The ones who stored up and were smart, and the ones who didn't, you know. And that's what's going to happen. And you're going to see all kinds of this very thin veil of civility break down to nothing. And then you're going to have a little bit of chaos and anarchy. And, you know, I just pray I'm not in a big city when it hits. That's all. So let's stave it off as long as we can. So...
Well, that's
more time
that's
to prepare.
It's old ground. That's all we can do. You know, let's be real. No political party. I don't believe any either of the political parties, the Republicans or the Democrats, are the answer.
Not anymore.
You know,
not anymore.
We have almost $18 trillion of debt. Both parties put us there. But everybody who's ever sat in Congress or the Senate or in local, or, you know, all these people that get elected to office, whether from the local level, state level, federal level, almost every one of them get a pay. They all get a paycheck from us, the taxpayers. But on top of that, pad their pockets by their insider dealings and stuff because of the offices they hold and what they're privy to ahead of the public.
Well, a lot of this started a long time ago.
Big bonuses. We just saw that today. We're now, the IRS, I believe it is, will not give out bonuses based on your abilities and stuff and what you do, your work ethics. They're throwing that out. So everybody will be considered as doing a good job and everybody will get the bonuses.
Yeah, If somebody
is not worth crap and they mess up all the time, messing up reports, they're still going to get that big bump.
Right. It gets worse than that. Even before the Federal Reserve came in and you had the corporate fascism, that started even under Lincoln's time. I've actually read from the book on my show about this because the Congress, you want to talk about retarded? Those people, for the most part, in the early sections were very, and probably still when you look at Pelosi and the rest of them, they're retarded people. They're easily swayed. They don't understand anything. They don't read on their own. They like their cushy little jobs, and that's what's happening. And then they're easily manipulated by the big guys, the global corporate people, the global New World Order elitists. These are the ones who have been coming in for a long time. I don't know where Lincoln came from other than the fact that he was a damn lawyer, and he was from Illinois, and that's bad enough. And then, you know, he decides that he doesn't want the people to secede because he wants to screw everybody and be a dictator, and he actually became one. That everything he did was wrong. And I will tell you one thing. If I could, I'd dig him back up and put him in the Ford Theater and shoot him myself. Oh,
you know,
that's where this started, Bill. I'm telling you, it's a God's truth. I'll get it out of my book tomorrow. I'll do it.
Before that, Linda, when the amendment that would have barred a lawyer or a judge from holding a political office disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it started. Because if that had still been in there, and Lincoln would have never been president.
True, but you had
half
people.
Of these people sitting in Congress and the Senate trying to screw us would never have held office.
Exactly. And I know that Ron's talked about this before, and I know that Alexander Hamilton came before Lincoln, and Lincoln admired him. And Hamilton and Jefferson were diametrically opposed to each other because Jefferson was totally for a non-central banking system and a very limited, tiny government. And Hamilton and Lincoln were both for centralized planning and central banks and this, that, and the other, and total control and dictatorial powers. They did not give a rat's behind about that Constitution. They did everything in their power to undermine it. I'm telling you, everything. Everything from day one, even before Lincoln was probably even, thinking about running. So I know we lost you on the Internet, but we got you on the phone, right, Bill? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't think the taxpayers have really woke up and realized that they're using our money to fight us.
Right.
To fight us, our money market. They're using our money to oppress us.
Right.
But today, just a prime example today, $5 million
is what Columbia University has spent on a program where they're calling people's homes and stuff and leaving these messages of a climate, you know, disaster and stuff.
Oh, God, tell me
about $5 million of the taxpayers' dollars being used to try to deceive, to use college people to deceive the American public. Because 97% of what these people, and this is coming out too, almost 97% of what Warners or whatever you want to call them, the outdoors of the world, put out there as science is bullshit.
I know.
It isn't even science. And it's manipulating.
You
know,
well, look,
when you've got to manipulate the numbers and you got to manipulate the facts and you got to distort, mm-hmm. the scientific evidence and stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God.
He just can't handle that it's a cycle. He can't handle the truth.
You don't understand. For Al Gore, he's already made millions off of it.
No, no, no.
See, I know. Chad, look, here's what's going on. And, you know, Bill's got it right, but I think Bill doesn't get the entire picture other than the fact that there's a lot of greed involved in this. SOB is a hypocrite and a charlatan and all these things. The other thing is these people, they have an agenda. They are going to push this agenda to the wall. They will do – even the ones who aren't going to make money off of it, because the ones who are actually being used are like the EPA and the Sierra Club and the Greenpeace and the – this and the Wildlands Project and all these other schmucks that I have to deal with on a daily basis. I actually sat down to...
Half of them don't want
to
live like that. They just want us to live like that.
You know,
exactly.
I've always been amazed because anytime PETA or any of the Sierra Club or any of these people have big gatherings, once they leave, the area is trashed.
Oh, you should take pictures
and
post
them. I went to Tea Party events. I have yet to go to a Tea Party event that when they left, the place wasn't cleaner than when they got there. Because that's called
You know what,
respect.
Bill? Yeah, we need to start taking pictures of both sides and put it on Facebook every time we can. So that's another one of our deals. We've got to get going. And the other thing is these people have this, you know, like the all these people from that are pushing forward all this stuff. And the people who are following it, they have no clue. They have I got to tell you what happened today. I got to tell you what happened today. One of the, we're having a situation here in Oceanside. I think I mentioned we got the attorneys on our side. We're trying to get the lawsuit together. We got all these people with a questionnaire. So Lisa next door comes over with her friend Betty from down the street. Okay, with their questionnaires filled out, and we're talking about this. So Betty doesn't understand anything. Lisa understands half of it, and so Lisa says, "Okay, explain to Betty what's going on and why we're doing this." I says, "Okay." So we're suing, you know, we're dealing with the mobile home parks. We've got lawyers who understand mobile home residency laws in the state of California. They're trying to help us. And she says, they're doing this for free. And I says, yes, ma'am, this is contingency. That's why we're jumping on it, ma'am. We've got to do this. So I explained to her about the thousands of mobile home parks here in California. They're trying to eliminate it because of Agenda 21. I says, look. So I explained to her about the park owner. I explained about the land lease. I explained about what they're doing, the Builders Association, the city council, all these people, for their own personal gain, not even thinking outside the box, are doing this to screw us, to have their own agenda to make money. Okay? They're worshiping mammon. So I said, but this goes higher than that. So I tried to explain to her. I said, you go to Sandag and look it up. They're going to tell you. I looked right her in the face. I said, they're going to tell you how many cars you can have in your house, where you're going to go, and how many times of the day and when you can do it. And I said, this is on their words, not mine. I said, they want you in high density. They want you by the rail tracks. They do not want you in your cars. I said, they want to eliminate private property. I says, why do you think their plans are in 2030, 2050? Because these evil schmucks know that it's going to take that long to get their implementation done because patience, evil is patient. And she looked at me. I think I got through to her. I mean, I told her, I said, this is what they're doing. They do not want you in a car. They don't want you to have a private house. They want you under their control. This is where this is going.
Yep.
And she looked at me and she says, wow. And I says, yes, ma'am, I studied this for almost 6 years. Take my word for it right now, or do your own homework. I got plenty of stuff.
True. You know, you're dead on, Linda. And it's only going to continue to get worse if we don't try to do something. We've got to throw some roadblocks in here.
Yes. Well, this is why I sow the seeds, because if I don't sow the seeds every day, why am I here? What am I doing? I might as well put my head in the sand and look like an ostrich, too. That's where I'm at. I might as well. So that's why I speak out every single day. And I tell the truth, dude. And, you know, I try to find my facts where I can get them.
Well, you know, Linda, I can recite a time in history when there was one Zinder was 13 with 12 following him, and that spread. And
oh, yeah.
It all was spreading by word of mouth back then. There was no PC. There was no internet. There was no cell phones or anything like that. It was word of mouth that was spreading it. And it spread clear across the globe. So, you know, that's what we're doing. We're going out here and we're spreading it by the word of mouth. But we do have the advantage of the internet, cell phones, and those kinds of technologies. What we also have is a media that is...
Well, here's the thing. Whether
media that is serving as a propaganda machine to cover and hide the facts about the administration.
Here's the, they've been, believe me, they've been doing that for decades. Let me tell you something. I went out, when I went out with a couple of my girls, and we were talking about our next meeting and giving the people the information to fight these big guys in the mobile home parks, and this girl looked at me and she says, "You guys are doing God's work." And I says, "Might as well." I says, "I'm one of his disciples. I'm doing it." And you know what?
Amen.
We are. We are. You and I are.
We are his children.
Yep. Yeah, and you know what? If I'm baptized in him, I am definitely a disciple, and I'm allowed to go out and do. And, in fact, I think I'm commanded to do, you know, to go out and do it. I believe that.
Greater works will you do than he did.
Because through him, yes, and all things are possible. And we have to believe upon him, absolutely. And you got to understand that tritarp, that trinity.
It's a sad moment when the Russian president sees the attacks against Christianity around the globe and wants to address it, and the American president remains silent.
Yeah, that's not pretty. You know, that's not so great. Well, look, I know who Obama is. That guy is so far on the wrong side of history. It's sad. He's the sick, twisted serpent slithering around the Oval Office that makes me want to throw up every day. That he is definitely Vladimir Lenin's useful idiot. I don't like Putin. I don't trust him. I know how bad he is. I don't. I have no respect for him because I know who he is. He's one of these. Imperialist. He's definitely a Russian imperialist, and he would stop it. That guy, I'm telling you, he would sooner kill you than look at you. So I don't trust him either. And Obama is a very sorry excuse for a human being, as far as I'm concerned. That's all.
You know that since Obama's been in office, they've spent $77 billion with all this carbon stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Oh, climate change, garbage.
Of the taxpayers' dollars, $77 billion believe in something that we know is a lie, but they got to get us to believe in it because they have invested everything they got in carbon exchanges and green energy.
So it applied there more of their
problem. I mean, Pelosi's brother-in-law, he needs to make money. Feinstein's family needs to make money. Waxman's family needs to make money. Harry Reid's family needs to make money. Valerie Jarrett, Obama, they need to make money. Al Gore, you know, these are people that's invested. They are invested in a lie to scam you. I read today saying Bernie Madoff was the greatest scam in history. Bull crap. Bernie Madoff is a choir boy compared to Al Gore, Obama, and all these people pushing this global warming agenda to pad their own pockets
and to pull money out of us.
We're seeing, and I got to tell you, I think there's some targeting going on with the way things are going and hitting certain areas, food growing areas and stuff. Look at the price of beef. Look at the price of pork if you can find a pork roast. Look at the price of anything else in the stores as it goes up. Raising the minimum wage has never worked. Every time they've raised the minimum wage, prices have risen. How about we do something different for once? Instead of raising the wage and jacking everything else up, how about we freeze the wage and we turn prices back to 1940?
There you go.
Think about that one, folks. Because raising the minimum wage doesn't do anything but kick the price of everything else up, and then in return, you didn't gain nothing. You gained nothing. And in the same period, even though the wages went up and the price of everything went up, you ended up not being able to buy as much because of how things went. Yeah. But you look, what it cost to buy groceries to, what you would have spent $100 for on groceries in 1940. And then you compare that $100 to today and what you could buy in groceries, you're like, holy crap. I have there's a store, Watson's down there in Ewing, Jerry, where the old gas station used to be. That sign there, the sign says gas, $49.9. When's the last time gas was $49.9?
Oh, heck, I was driving to Columbus today, and it was $3.89 in Columbus.
What gets me is when they say
$4.19.
Oh, we got 19 in Freetown.
We got to quit giving oil companies the $10 billion in subsidies. And I'm like, okay, then the oil
companies.
And then I'm like, okay, then the oil companies shouldn't have to give you the $74 billion in taxes.
We, Bill, we pay the cheap.
You know,
the cheapest one was like, cheapest one I saw today was $4.03. In California, in my area. But, yeah, it's like hovering in the bad situation. Some places might be $3.89. I mean, it's horrible. California pays a minimum of 46 cents per gallon to the state of California for whatever crap reasons they do. They're just sickening.
Here it's about 360, Linda.
Yeah. So you're about 43 cents cheaper than us. 46, about that.
Well, look where
all
you're at.
What?
She's in California.
See,
now, that's the difference in state tax. People don't understand
right,
that. That's
right.
What the gas companies make it. They
right.
make it. They make the same
that's
no matter
state
what.
That's the state of California.
The government makes it money.
And you know what else? The United States, the federal government takes 18 cents out of my deal too, so you add it all together, yeah, and it takes it out of yours too, wherever you are. It's federal.
I'm tired of them having their hands in my pockets.
Me too. Sick to death of it.
You know, I see a funny just Chad saying that about their hands in their pocket, and the guy says, I shook Obama's hand the other day. It was by accident. It was reaching in my wallet.
There you go. Yeah, that's, well, jeez. It's not, I don't even want to go there because that makes my skin crawl. It's just craziness. Oh, my Lord. No, I mean, look, we're beyond the founders and the Constitution. It's been too long. There's going to be a meltdown. There's going to be a lot of stuff we got to deal with. So we got to prepare.
I was just asked a question here by Chad's brother Jeremy that he heard today that they were going to take federal school money away from Indiana.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all because of our charter school system and stuff.
Good.
We have.
Good.
And, you know, that's what I say. Let them. If
good.
Taking that money, get your Common Core lies and crap out of our state.
Out of here.
Okay?
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Keep that crap away from Indiana. It's because
I
we
gotcha.
Use Common Core that they're trying to
good.
Take on that. On the
good.
Federal
good.
State. Go right ahead. We'll support
good.
It ourselves.
You're damn right.
If the federal government would get out of Indiana and leave us alone, we'd do damn good in Indiana. We're not
absolutely.
A bunch of idiots making any noise that spend with no money coming in and have,
that's right.
have long,
that's right.
large state deficits. We have surpluses in Indiana, and there's a reason why we do.
And so does Texas. Absolutely. They're red states. They got it. They get it. I live in one of the most communist states of the Union. It makes me crazy, but I'm here. So that's where we are.
We
I fight every
import
day.
Food. We got it. We can quit exporting it.
I know. Look, there's so much wrong, Bill, and you know, it stems back to the original Constitution and what they've done henceforth to it, probably since 1782 or whatever, or whenever they ratified everything. I mean, 1791 was the ratification of the Bill of Rights, so right after that, when the ink was barely dry, they started their nonsense. And it was people like the Hamiltonians. Jefferson was completely against all this stuff. I mean, that guy, believe me, he'd be like the Ron Paul and the, you know, tied up with Lafayette screaming and shooting. I mean, and there was nothing he could do. So they tried. I mean, they tried their damnedest. And then you had the damn Hamiltonians and the frickin' Lincolns just destroying it. And everybody thereafter, we had Teddy Roosevelt, we had Woodrow Wilson, we had FDR, Lyndon Johnson, Nixon, all of them, Carter, you name it, every one of these schmendricks, except for Calvin Coolidge and, what's his name, James A. Garfield. They killed him, too, because he had brains. It's you know, everybody they tried to shoot, you can figure out why. The only one that's in the exception might be Lincoln. So...
And they say that we're the terrorists.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's those what they're saying, the Tea Party is the terrorists.
Yeah, well, that's because...
Is the thugs of the Democratic Party. The thuggery, the thugs of the Democratic Party. Their strong arm. Unions are starting to look at this administration and say, man, I'm getting tired of you stabbing me in the back. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe not hard enough, not enough, because they haven't done it. You know, they haven't gone after the media. They haven't gone after Hollywood. They haven't gone after the teachers' union. They haven't gone after enough people.
I think when the part of the health care bill kicks in and starts affecting them like it's going to, then they're going to throw a fit.
Yeah, there's going to be some backlash on that one. That's going to be huge. So all I'm praying for is a real good turnout to the polls in 2014 this year, because in fact I'm going to be a poll worker June 3rd, so that'll be a whole day, like from like 6 in the morning till, you know, God knows when, and I've been educating people, I've been talking to people about their mail-in ballots, I've influenced people, I've told them who I've spoken to, who's spoken in front of me in these town hall meetings. And they're getting the picture. They're spreading the word, Bill, and so I'm hoping that I can get some of these quasi Dems and moderate Republicans, and they're doing it. They're voting for people to stop Common Core. So we'll see what the outcome is, because I've got an uphill battle in this state. This state's nuts. It ain't easy.
It's not. I don't know how you survived there. Because I don't know if someone's in Indiana, if they'd have tried pulling all that crap on us.
I know. Well, let me tell you something. If I ever get back there, I'm gonna be like a Green Beret coming in there. They're gonna think I'm completely bonkers, because I'll wield the scimitar against anything that even looks liberal, and I'll probably won't even have to. But that's where I got my training in here in this mess. So.
If you were here in this area where I'm at long around me and a lot of my friends, for some reason I seem to magnate to people that are ex-Navy SEALs, ex-Army Rangers, and those kinds of people. And I have an awful lot of biker friends who got heart.
I know.
They got heart. Most of them are understanding what's going on, and they're not hard to get along with too, if they don't agree with you when you start bringing out facts. And they go checking into things on their own. They'll come back and tell you, hey, I was wrong, you was right. They are doing that.
Well, that's a good thing. But what we need to do is not only get them kind of into the camp, what we need to do is then expand it and just keep going and just go find all the libtards that might be among you. And I'm sure they're still hanging out in there, you know, even though you're a red state. You just keep spreading it.
We can't trust all our Republican politicians because they're just as greedy and shady and
snaky as
politicians.
Do you know? I'll tell you what I've learned in California, Bill. How that happens. These SOBs will take that R in the parentheses and hide behind it like a shield. They're lying. They are wolves in sheep's clothing every single time. That's why when anyone starts talking to me about R&D, I'm telling you, I start laughing in their faces now because I know. Don't even give me the R&D because I'm not listening to you. Tell me what your real agenda is.
Just look at how many scandals what's going on right now. What leads right back to Washington? It leads right back to them. How many scandals is there? I mean, you've got Benghazi, you've got Asterius, you've got the IRS, you've got the NSA.
I know.
You've got the EPA.
Benghazi.
Okay, you've got
I know.
Homeland Security. I mean, you got the healthcare debacle.
The BA.
These are all scandals that are lies and against the law. Why isn't prosecuted? The police?
I don't think it's going to happen, Chad. I don't think not without. I really hate to say this, but without an absolute insurrection. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I'm sorry, but I have to agree with Linda there. Even if you could start the proceedings to do anything about it, they would stir up civil unrest. You'd have chaos. You'd have an explosion. You'd have an insurrection on your hands.
So
you'd have a rebellion.
Especially double standards. It's okay.
Let's be honest. They have hired their thuggery.
Yes.
They've already hired their thuggery. They have armed the EPA, the FDA, the IRS, and everybody else.
Come get you.
They have put military-style vehicles in places. And make teams that are actually military.
I think happened in 2008. If you go back to the actual Bush administration and you take a look at the last 4 years, right, anything that he did was also covered up by the insiders. We weren't paying any attention, even though 9/11 had happened and they were putting stupid actually, they didn't put it in until after Schmuckface got in. But the DHS was there. The Patriot Act was there. And apparently somehow this got all downplayed. And then when Idiot got in, he just opened his big Marxist mouth, made no bones about how communist he was to anyone who's paying attention. Of course, the other drones and idiots that vote for him wouldn't know history if they fell over it and fell into a pit. But this is what happened, and we started to wake up because he was in our face. He gets more and more in our face. But the groundwork was laid a long time ago. Those idiots with the
like
the Fast and the Furious. Okay, that's basically they were giving guns
to our enemies.
But it's the same people what's responsible for the 9/11 attacks.
No.
Well, they were giving them to
Mexico.
And I'm wrong, then. I apologize. But it's too bad enough.
Bring up the Saudis. Saudis paid for Obama's education. Obama goes to Saudi Arabia right after he becomes president and bows to the Saudi king. No American president has ever bowed to any other.
Nope.
This doesn't happen.
But see, the same one that was within that is fighting to take our guns away.
Osama bin Laden was a Saudi.
Right. Here's what I think. Here's what I think they did with Barry. They put him through school. They knew that he was born and raised into communism and deeply and was never going to stray from it. The reason they wanted him instead of Hildebeest, who is also a damn commie and a traitor to this country, she's a white-skinned, lesbo, evil, B-I-T-C-H, blonde-haired, ugly hater. And so they told her no because they needed that black, half-black little Schmendrick to put in there. Because they could use the race card, which they have used, and they wanted him as their puppet. These are elitist globalists. They have been wanting this guy for probably 100 years, and they found him. And this is what they've done. They have divided us. They have confused us. They've got people. It's like the foot of Babylon at this point. It's nuts,
it's
people.
They're stomping all over our Christianity because they can't let us. They cannot let us unite because if we unite,
we will overwhelmingly stomp them and take them out. And I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of deal was to happen, that the public wouldn't have public executions of every one of them.
Yeah, I know. I think what's happening, Bill, is people are waking up. We have to keep doing this because, look, I know where he – I know that from reading about what Horowitz told me years ago about the shadow party, shadow government, that Bill and Hillary were part of this when they had the – they had that secret meeting that Alex Jones covered a long time ago when everything – all the reporters were shunned and they couldn't get close enough. But Oprah was in there, all these Bilderbergers and Hilda Beast and Bill and Barry – were in this meeting, and they told them, no, Hilda Beast, you have to wait till 2016. We need the black guy so we can, you know, play the race card. We got to get – and they knew how radical he was, and they could – and Valerie Jarrett was in the – is still is in the White House. Look at all these Muslim Brotherhood people around him, all his Saudi connections. I mean, they had to use him. He is a useful puppet to them for a while.
Chad brought up an interesting point. Truthfully, he is about 4% black.
It's about the color of his skin. They don't care about the DNA. They care about the color, so they can take these.
They're not paying attention to how bright he is, because.
And you would have thought being the very first colored.
No.
Black president.
No.
I mean.
No.
It would have been eggplant.
Well,
no.
you're acting
no.
like Thomas Sowell, who I consider to be a very smartest man in the world, Thomas Sowell.
He should have been a guy to show, hey, we can do it.
You've heard ministers come out, black ministers come out and say it and stuff. But
he can't do it.
But you have
look,
a media,
look.
Again, that's complicit in pulling off the scam.
Look,
and
when...
go ahead.
Okay, I've said this for 4 or 5 years. When you look at that clown, do not see black or white. Look at what the color of his political crap is. That man is red with a gold sickle and hammer as big as your life. That's who he is. He was
be
born
honest,
in.
We need to get away from this black, white, green, purple, whatever color it is. We all bleed the same.
I know, but this is why they
the same
they
thing
did
happened
this,
to all our families.
Yes.
They did
I
this
mean,
on purpose. They did this, Chad, to make you divisive. They did this on purpose to play the race card every day. Have they not played it since 2008?
Oh, and Jay, we can't say one single word without OSA crime. You can't do that. But
they
can stomp all over us.
I'm telling you, that is why they chose him, because of the color of his skin and the color of his ideology. They looked on the outside of the chocolate exterior and they saw right through. They got their little crystal ball, because apparently they are the philosopher kings of today, and they knew damn well who he was. They could see that red flag with that gold sickle and hammer plastered on his damn brain and his heart. That's who he is. He
That's
was
okay.
born into it.
Our God has something in store for him. That's the thing.
Oh yeah, when he takes his last breath, thank God he will go. He will roast right next to Stalin.
As
absolutely.
As Christians, you've got to read the entire book. We know things are not going to get better when we've seen how far we've got, and it's going to get worse. But we know.
Oh, I know.
We know in the end who wins. Oh, yes.
I know.
He's going to fight them all.
But you still have to go, you still have to do the work down here. We, you know, as long as you're breathing, you have to.
Nowhere does it say give up. No.
No.
You're still
going to
put up a fight, a good fight.
Just,
well, with them
just like.
Down trying to crush out Christianity, we have no choice to fight, or we ain't going to, they're going to stomp us out.
Right. I know that. Well, you know, just like David was commanded to, you know, to do what he did, and Moses was, you know, that's what they do, and that's what they're supposed to do, and that's what we're supposed to do. So we just do it. We listen, and we get the prompting, and we listen to him and obey him. That's it.
Like
we don't
we
do any bad things.
The leftist lobby is not as powerful as they thought it was. Look what happened with Chick-fil-A. Look what happened with Duck Dynasty. I mean,
right.
You know, and now you're seeing these two twins that are putting up a fight, and they've got an awful lot of support behind them.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, you're seeing, but you're also at the same time, you're seeing many churches give in and try to jump into this behind them and with them. I'm sorry. I don't trust the Pope. He's but a man.
No.
He is but a man.
He's a man.
He has no power.
And you don't need any middleman. You can talk straight to God himself. All you have to do is get on your knees and pray.
You betcha. And that's why I go to my little church.
I want to see everybody happy. But that don't mean I want to see, well, this guy's got a little more than you, so we got to go take it away from him.
No, they've worked their butt off for that.
You can't tell me that everybody is equal.
No, if somebody was starving,
if Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, or even Barack Obama want to sit down and take some IQ tests and stuff, I think we're going to find out you're not equal. Not everybody's equal in every way.
No.
No,
because you can't force people to be equal.
Well, you can't because you've got different things for people
to do. They want a drone society that just basically walks the rest and does what they say, when they say, and that's it.
That's the reason they want to do the...
We don't want you thinking for yourself because you'll realize you're getting screwed over.
That's
then you'll,
why they want to do the agenda.
And then you'll want freedom and liberty if you're a free thinker. We can't have you free thinking. We got to...
Agenda 21, everybody in city, in town, nobody in the country, you're not allowed to even go in the country. The country is
just
to go you're going to be killed or in prison.
Right, that's what I was telling this lady next to me, next door to me, when she came over with my neighbor, who was asking me why they're doing this. And so I told her, I said, look, this is Agenda 21. This is all under the guise of green mask and the sustainability and all this smart growth and all this nonsense. She actually understood that because...
Everything they're doing is part of Agenda 21.
Right. And I told her, I tried to explain it, Bill, in terms that she could understand, because that's the only way you can get through to these guys. I go, look, you got to go on to the thing on Sandag, because Sandag is our local one. ABAG is the one up in the Bay Area. I'm sure you've got them all through your counties, too, where they've got transportation elements with their regionalism, their public-private partnerships with the governments. It's disgusting. So I told her, I said, look, you go up and look at their words. I says, I got it printed out. I says, they got six steps to tell you how they're going to get you out of your car. I says, they're going to tell you how many cars each household can have, how many trips they can have each day, what time they can do it, and how many they get to have, and who's in the car with you. I mean, telling you, this is evil. I told her, they're putting you into the cities, getting you out of private property. They do not want you to have any freedom whatsoever. I told her, and she looked at me, and she actually – nodded her head and said, well, yeah, she says, I'll look it up. If I have to, I'll write everything down for her, because these people, they need to know what the hell's going on here and why this is happening in these mobile home parks. They can't make the connection. I said, look, this is bigger than Sam Zell. This is bigger than all this crap going on in LA and Orange County and San Diego and ABAG. I said, this is way above their pay grade. I don't care how billionaires these people have no clue as to the trillionaire BS is coming down our way. You have no idea. They don't get it. They don't listen. But I'm going to keep saying it, Bill. I don't care. I'm going to keep saying it.
You know why they keep going after the money, Linda? Because they'll never figure it out. Because they think that somehow that's their key to happiness. And money.
I got news for you.
Money is never going to be the key to happiness.
No.
Happiness, I'll tell you what happiness is. It's something that wealth can't buy.
Right.
Your friends, your family, your neighbors.
Right. I know.
People care about you. You can't buy those things.
Nope. And here's the thing. What did Jesus say? You cannot worship God and mammon at the same time. And that is the God's truth. That's the one I throw up these people all the time. You cannot do it. You can't have it both ways. I'm not against private property ownership. I'm not against going out and making $1 million. Have a blast. You don't have to give it to charity. You could still keep it. You can do whatever, but just try not to do bad with it. And that's the problem. You know, a lot of people want to do bad with it and control everybody under them. That's the problem.
There's one thing out there going on that I really don't understand. You know, I don't condone the gay lifestyle myself.
Still love that.
I mean, yeah, I still love those people. If I was the past one of them on the road needing to help, I would help them just as I would anybody else, regardless of anything.
But
that's just how I'm wired, and I am. I don't quit loving them. But I can't understand why they keep pushing for a party that keeps supporting bringing in Sharia law and stuff that will end up killing them. I really wish they could explain that to me. Why do you support the Democratic Party that's bringing in trying to push Sharia law and kill you?
I think I have the answer to your question. Number one, they are incapable of even reading the Constitution. Do you think they could understand the Quran? That's how stupid they are. They don't read a layman thing.
And when I see a black guy out there pushing for amnesty, I don't understand that. You have a higher unemployment rate than anybody, and you're going to push for people to put more of your people out of work. I'd really like you to stand up there and tell your people why you think they should be put out of work for illegal.
I know. We've got
plenty of people out there that need employed. And this whole not trained and stuff, I've never worked anywhere where they didn't train you on the job to do it the way they wanted it done.
Right.
And usually, and I've worked in many metal plants, very few of them did anything the same damn way.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They did a good job and they sent you off somewhere to be trained.
Why don't we just tell the government this? Give me the money back what you gave them for the fence. Just give it to me, and I'll go build that daggone fence.
That's not going to happen. I know. Sucks.
They don't tell you that, do they? Well, most of that fence that was built by the Minuteman. It wasn't built by the federal government.
You know what, Bill? What do you call it? Talking to a brick wall, you know, you're going to get more response out of that than you will from these clowns.
Nothing makes me more irritated. Someone says, how do you know and keep up with all this? And I'm like, how are you not?
Because some of them in their defense, they don't have, only time they get a chance is word of mouth because the TV lies.
Yep.
They may not like my mom and dad, their TV. My TV, it doesn't tell you none of the truth. They don't have internet. You know what I'm saying? My mom and dad don't have time to mess with the internet.
Well, then that's where it's up to you to take the word around to them.
The thing, what we need to do is people watch.
Your nephew's sitting there. Your nephew could play a role in this bigger than any of us because of his age. He can reach his generation. And it's his generation, your generation, that's going to pay the price of all this. That huge national debt is on your shoulders. All the other stuff coming and the regulations and laws and taking away of freedoms and liberties, that's your future. It's your future we're fighting for. I'm 56, 57 years old. It don't make crap to me what's going to happen. I don't plan on living that much longer. I've already had 3 heart attacks and stuff. You're 21. Your generation is going to pay the price of all of the stuff that this current government administration is doing. So that's why I always try to get people like you involved. I try to teach you what I can teach you, get you to go look in this place with stuff.
You're going
to
pay probably 85% to 90% of your paycheck to health care.
Kind of Chad's brother came in with Chad's nephew, so as I said, the show always picks up. They've been here for a few minutes, and he's been listening. But I really do like to get to that point to the younger generation. We're fighting for you.
We just had him on today.
And we do it for a reason the government cannot, will never not understand. It's like, why do these people fight so hard for the future generation?
It's because we love them. And some of them don't understand. Like
they can't comprehend love.
they wouldn't know half of this stuff if Uncle Chad wouldn't tell them what's going on.
The only love the show Obama knows is ribs to her teeth.
And I'll tell you what, this is her, Michelle Obama. All the kids I hear speak about the food in school, the food now sucks. The kids always come home starving to death because they're not being fed properly.
We're going to get cheese on cheeseburgers.
How do you think you're going to have cheeseburgers on the special and hold out on the cheese?
Because she's a lying hypocrite. She's worse than...
They get better in the jail.
Let me tell you what this little bitch eats on her lavish vacations and all those parties that they have at the White House, because Glenn Beck did it on his show about a year ago, and he had a table filled with all these foods that this little hypocrite eats, and one was cheeseburgers, portobello mushrooms, lots of bacon, soft shell crabs, $800 a bottle champagne on your dime with plenty of cheese and everything else you could dream of. She is a miserable, evil piece of work. That's all I want to say. That's the truth.
I just got to say, if she was doing anything and following all these health things that she's supposed to be on, her ass would
be half
a liar.
She's a liar. Yeah,
If I was her, I'd look at Hillary and think, damn, I need to work on this woman's diet.
Tell you something, she's gaining on Hildeby. She's going to be up there with the Omar the Tent Maker fat ass pants that those two are going to have to wear. I don't care anymore. These people are evil.
She goes, I'll be borrowing a pantsuit from Barbara Mikulski.
It's disgusting. We got 6 minutes left. I'm going to do a 1 minute promo. I'll come right back. We're going to do our sign out and talk about Delaney and everything else, and then we'll get her done.
Get her down.
Hey, everybody. We just wanted to thank you for tuning in tonight for the Constitution Hour and every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at PatriotFamilies.com. And I'd also like to invite you to stop in on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Hoot and Holler Show. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Miss Linda Sills with Right from the Left Coast. And on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for our very own Miss Terry Rowland with Patriot Education. Also on Thursday nights at 9 p.m., you should be tuning in to Mikey B. and the Higher Truth Radio. I'd like to also invite you, if you're not already a member, to stop by our website, join up, become a member, become one of our family. That's PatriotFamilies.com. Hope to see you there.
All right, we're back, guys. Thanks for listening to that, and hopefully those who are listening in other fashions are hearing that. So go ahead, Bill.
I just want to wish everyone the best blessings and everything, and ask everybody, when you go out there in public, don't be looking for an adversary. Be looking for a friend. Don't be afraid to smile and shake someone's hand and introduce yourself.
Amen.
Try to find common ground, and because we're all in
you
this together.
And the other thing that I'm learning is to not to prejudge. Just open your heart and then let them speak. And then, boy, you'll see some stuff. And you get to jump in that window and say, hey, here's what I know. This is how I know it. And let's get together and learn this. You know, oh, man, it works. It works big time. So that's how you got
to. We need to do more uniting and paying attention. Let people open their eyes up and see what's going on. And then that will wake them up, and then they can go on to their person and let them see what's going on. And it'll just spread and spread, and we need to unite and figure out a way to make this crap stop.
Everybody's going to do it, and we're going to have a really cool reunion in Delaney, because I know that Leah's going to help us. I've got stuff for all y'all. We're going to just have a nice powwow. We got at least 8 days to do it in. I want to thank both of you for chiming in and Lonnie for being kind of trailing in there. But we got it together, so it was amazing, and we'll be on my show tomorrow. And I am so looking forward to flying into Louisville. I tell you, I can hardly wait. I'm so excited.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to get to that cabin.
Remember all those in prayer that are ill or having bad health.
Yep.
I got two uncles, my Uncle Dale, Lonnie's father, my Uncle Jack. Keep them in our prayers. Keep them in our prayers.
Absolutely. I'm going to take us out with a song. You guys are fabulous. We'll see you tomorrow night for my show. I've got tons of stuff to talk about because you know how it is. But I will appreciate anyone calling in, and I'm going to try to do some promo tomorrow and get some folks to come in. It's kind of hard to do, but, you know, we're working on it. We're just doing it day by day, and every, like I said, and Bill, you're right, go out and talk. I do it every day. I go to meetings. You know me. I can't, they can't shut me up. So it's kind of like that. And I just, God bless everybody, and I will take us out with a song, and then I'll see you tomorrow night. It's been fantastic. God bless everybody. Good night, Lonnie. Thanks, everyone in the audience. Good night. Take care.